Salah ad-Din means successful in judgment. It's like the Hebrew word, matzliach badin. Saladin. So he, it's interesting, he became the vizier, the sultan in Cairo, in Egypt. And he was the sultan for whom the Rambam was the doctor. He was the patron of Maimonides. And generally speaking, he had a very benevolent attitude towards Jews. And he was a great warrior, but he was an even greater politician, diplomat. He was the Bismarck of his time. He put the Arabs together, made all the fragile alliances work. He isolated the Crusaders. He exploited their own differences, their own quarrels. And finally, in 1187, outside of what is today Kibbutz Lavi, if you go there, it's Israel, one of the beautiful places to visit is Kibbutz Lavi, 18 miles from Tveria, in the lower Galilee. Outside of Kibbutz Lavi, there is a place called Karnei Chitin, the horns of Chitin. It is two mountains that look like the horns of a bull or a steer. It was Karnei Chitin was a battlefield at the time of Yahushua, was a battlefield at the time of David HaMelech, was a battlefield at the time of the Maccabees. It was a battlefield at the time of Herod the Great and the Romans. And this was the battlefield of the Crusades. The Crusader army, for some inexplicable reason, left the safety of the castles of Tiberias, and on a hot day, and as you all know how hot it can be in Tiberias in the summer, walking through the valley. Now imagine walking with about 60 pounds of armor. Walked 18 miles to the battlefield at the horns of Chitin, where they were on the bottom of the valley and Saladin was up in the mountain, and they were wiped out, completely wiped out. The three French generals, one was killed, one was ransomed, held for ransom, the third one was forced to convert to Islam. And that was the beginning of the end for the Crusaders. They never recovered from that. Saladin recaptured Jerusalem, took back the mosque, made it a mosque again. You can't, this 300 years, you can't tell, you know, the players without a scorecard. Hard to know who's in and who's out. And he invited Jews to come and resettle again in Jerusalem. And the Jews generally, in the Middle East especially, favored the Muslims over the Christians, which only increased, therefore, Christian anti-Semitism, because they felt that the Jews could not be trusted, that they were really spies for the Muslims, etc., etc. But it cannot be, it can easily be understood why the Jews would support the Christian, would support the Muslims over the Christians. So this is the basic story of the Crusades. Next time I'm going to discuss with you, God willing, we'll discuss
the results, the historic forces that were set in motion by the Crusades, and how it affected Jewish life and European civilization generally.